Iceland is at it again. You might recall those disruptions in air travel last year when the eruption of an Icelandic volcano stranded millions of passengers. Well, it's probably not going to be quite so bad this time, but another volcano in Iceland began to erupt on Saturday, and a cloud of ash from the Grímsvötn volcano is now spreading into parts of northern Europe. About 500 flights have been canceled, mainly in Scotland and northern Ireland. John McLennan researches volcanoes and teaches at Cambridge University in England. What is it, John, about this volcanic ash that has prompted authorities to limit flights?
The main problem is that the presence of ash in the flight paths can damage the engines as they're flying. And this can happen at fairly low concentrations of ash. What happens is the fragmented ash particles that are formed in the volcano, they're ejected upwards and then spread outwards. And those very fine ash particles, they get into the engines of the airplanes. They can either damage the turbines in the engine, or because the engines are operating at such high temperature, the volcanic ash fragments can melt and actually coat the internal parts of the engine. And that's extremely bad news in terms of keeping the engine running. Now, whether this actually caused, you know, a crash, that is probably fairly unlikely. But what is certain is that flying a plane through ash ages the engines, it damages them, and it increases the probability that there will be an accident or a failure of the engines through time.
The ash itself, you say it's kind of a fine powder, but if we were to touch it ourselves, could we feel particles?
Oh, yeah. The interesting thing about this ash from Grímsvötn is that it's actually slightly coarser than the material that came out of Eyjafjallajökull last year. The fragments are bigger. It's something like the size of sand that you have on the grip tape on skateboards, or sort of fairly medium sandpaper that you might use to polish down a bit of wood. You would definitely be able to feel these as sort of gritty under your fingers.
If you were suspended in the middle of a swath of this volcanic or basaltic ash, could you see anything? I mean, what's the density like?
It's very, very low, actually. So that's why we need to have pretty advanced sensors to be able to detect accurately where the ash cloud is going. So it's really, really dilute.
But what about if you're on the ground? Do you have to shield your eyes from the ash? I mean, what's it like with your feet on the ground?
That very much depends where you are. So people that are living just to the south of the volcano in Iceland, maybe within 100 kilometres of it, conditions are extremely bad for them. The farmers that are living there, day has been turned into night, the sun is blocked out, and people are having to wear gas masks to go outside, protective glasses. Their livestock are going blind because of the amount of ash that's present there. It's like a blanket of snow is everywhere there. So it's a real disaster.
All right. Thank you very much for your descriptions. Thank you, John McLennan, who's an associate professor of earth sciences at Cambridge University in England. Thank you, John.